Okay, Yael, so you've heard that we only use 10% of our brains?
Sure, everyone knows that one, Don. The brain is a mysterious place.
Everyone is wrong, then. That's an old science myth that gets passed around for some reason.
It isn't true?
Nope. Neuroscience shows us that every part of the brain is used at least some of the time. However, studies show we only use 20% of the neurons in our amygdala.
I'm not sure that's going to catch on as well.
Probably not. But from the point of view of a neuroscientist, it's far more exciting. The amygdala is a little almond-shaped part of the brain that is responsible for memory formation.
So understanding how the amygdala works would be great help in treating disorders of the memory, like Alzheimer's disease.
Exactly right. Now, people had generally assumed that since we already know the amygdala is important for memory, that when you are forming a memory, your amygdala is completely active.
That makes sense.
A study done partly at UCLA, though, suggests that only about 20% of the amygdala is activated when memories are being formed. It's not that 80% is doing something else. It's that not every memory requires every cell in the amygdala to fire. It may be that individual memory formation always takes up about 20% of the neurons, though not the same 20%. The neurons may undergo a kind of cellular competition to see which ones will be used, with only the top 20% winning out on any given time.
Wow, the brain really is a mysterious place.
And fascinating.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Joshua Brown in Psychological and Brain Sciences. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.